Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I now get to chat to Robin Selko about something that's very close to my heart and very close to everybody at Hi FM's heart, and that was the launch of the helpline, 0800 24 24 36. Robin, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Chad. Welcome to you.
Robin, thank you so much for joining us today. The Chai FM helpline, we've heard so much about how it's been able to assist people. Tell us more about 2020 and the helpline itself.
Wow, Chad, it's been an unbelievable year. Unfortunately, people's pain and hardship have contributed to the helpline growing absolutely exponentially. To give you an example, for the month of December alone, we hacked, and talking about having a nice hack, for 12 solid hours, for 12 solid days, that's the length of time, or 8,555 minutes that we spoke to people, counseling them. We reached, during the holiday season, over 290 individuals who are lonely or isolated, just to check in with them. And we had some interesting turn of statistics in that two-thirds, Chad, of all our cases have been classified now over the December period as either being life-threatening or very severe. Sure. Now, this is very, very scary when you look at the number of, A, the growth in the volumes of calls, plus their severity. What has contributed to that and some trends we've picked up over December? Well, obviously, unfortunately, I'm not spoiling your draft show, but we have to talk about the C word. You know what that is. And we've had a lot. It starts with like COVID. So we get COVID anxiety, people getting scared about getting it. Then after that, the next thing we hear about is a sore throat and should I be going to the doctor? And after the sore throat, the next thing is I'm short of breath. Should I be admitted? Yes, you should be admitted if you can't breathe. Admission then to ICU, and then unfortunately thereafter admission to West Park, and then dealing with the bereft families that follow. Tomorrow, Kathy was telling me at lunchtime today, there were already 5 funerals arranged for tomorrow morning at lunchtime today. That is the nature of what's going on in the sea world. So heed the warnings, stay safe and look after yourselves. But it's not all doom and gloom, as our friend who does the Synthesis podcast would say. We have had some lighter moments on the helpline. We've had interesting cultural issues where a person phoned in, she's having a clash of her religion, she's of the Christian faith, and her Zulu culture. She was having visions and wanted to be a Sangoma, according to Zulu law, but Christian faith told her that was prohibited. We had to first ascertain whether she was certifiable or schizophrenic. So a trip to the psychiatrist at Barragarnath, which we organized for her, resulted in her found neither psychotic nor schizophrenic, and she was allowed to go on, didn't need medication, and could make her own free choices. On the funniest side, we have a counselor who is an American citizen. She's one of our counselors, and a lady phones up, and you know, we're always very polite when you phone us on the helpline, and she's babbling away in Afrikaans 10 to the dozen, and the poor counselor is not understanding a single word of this because she can't speak Afrikaans. And eventually she says in a broad American accent to the client, can you repeat that in English? So we've had lighter moments. A couple of counselors have been, their actions of trying to engage with clients and make them feel at ease have been misconstrued. And certain people have thought that.
How?
That we've established a good connection, haven't we, Chad? You know? You see. So things can be misconstrued. One was invited on a shidduch, after checking in with a lonely person. Obviously, she wasn't feeling as lonely as he was, but so nothing much came of that. And the other thing, the other big trend here is, you know, I thought the word suicidal ideation is being bandied about and expressions of people that are feeling desperate way, way too much. It's almost like we used to use the word bunking when we wanted to get out of school. Yeah, the new phrase is suicidal. And so I looked into and started analyzing some of the cases. And when you read some of the lives that these people have had and hear their stories and treat them each as an individual as opposed to a statistic, you amazed that they actually are still alive. I'm just going to share two very briefly with you. One was, the story was as follows, and names and places and all details have been changed to protect the identity of innocent people. The young lady was gang raped at 9. Received no counseling. Got married, received no counseling. You'd agree, Chad, you need counseling before you get married, don't you?
No.
Had twins, one of whom was stillborn, still no counseling. Husband had an affair, still no counseling. Got divorced, still no counseling. Contracted terminal cancer and then finally decided to call into the helpline. First time in over 3.5 decades, somebody asked her actually how she was feeling about her life and took the trouble to listen to her. Chad, we
That's
also
heartbreaking.
Had heartbreaking. And we hear stories like this every single day. And we want to know, tell people out there and anyone who's listening, you don't need to do this alone because that's why the helpline is there for you. You had the classic case of somebody starting the new year with a clean slate. And how did the gentleman do it? He decided that he should leave the car keys, sorry, the house, the flat keys and the pictures that his girlfriend of a number of years standing had given him of her and sent a text message. I'm starting the new year without you. Cheers. So that's what our counselor did on midnight on the night of the 31st. Counseled this poor heartbroken woman about somebody just leaving her in such a cruel and harsh way. And she too was feeling suicidal and depressed. Understandably so. You know, I think we see everything across the helpline and every single kind of case that you could imagine. If you were writing a novel, Chad, you could never begin to come up with the lives that some of these people actually live. And I'm saying, like, go into the new year, count your blessings, see what's good in your life. Because if you were to only really know what's going on out there, you would feel yourself so, so blessed every single minute of the
But you're right, Robin.
Yeah.
Some people out there only dream of the lives that we have, and we don't realize just how fortunate we are. Tell us another story.
So you want to hear another story? Well, Chad, if you want to hear a really funny story, if you can imagine somebody who's now using her phone and she gets a request. The counselor's name happens to be Robin. And the person says, please, it comes through by WhatsApp, only use text. So I try to give a long explanation as to why it's better to counsel by speaking to the person than texting, okay? And wasn't a 17-year-old. It was like a mature lady. She says, well, I'm actually deaf, so the only way you can counsel me is if we text. I said, sure, no problem. She says, then text me back in Afrikaans. Do you do it? Tweede ding is dat Afrikaans praat. That I speak Afrikaans. I said, yes. So now you want me to text counsel you in Afrikaans.
In Afrikaans.
Now the funny part comes in here, not because she was deaf or anything like that, but because the text has predictive text that as you type and you think of your Afrikaans word and you finally grasp it and you reach out and you got it, and you're going to put it in there nicely and try and counsel her, it changes the spelling of the word to something quite horrific or obscene. So, so that was a challenge. Yeah.
Tell me about this lady was Afrikaans. I don't know whether she was a Boerejoot or whether she just was an Afrikaans person, but it brings
Afrikaans
me to
speaking person. Yeah.
So that leads me to want to know the question or the answer to the question of the demographics that you've been able to uncover through your stats. How many people that are phoning into the Chai FM helpline are actually from our community and how many are from outside the community?
Chad, we are blessed again, and I say blessed to be able to help both our community, and people in the wider community. We have calls, in the, strictly Jewish community that extend as far as Israel and Los Angeles, where we've done counseling on somebody who's had a brain tumor removed and somebody else who was terrified that they were getting the COVID vaccine, in Israel. And that was all in the space of today. So we get calls far and wide in the Jewish community, but we get a fortune of calls from outside of the community. And very often people outside the immediate Jewish community are not blessed again to have the resources that are available to us. And to have, to be able to afford private counseling or have medical aids or anything like that. So there's very often no other port of call.
Well, it's an incredible thing.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing. And I've been so supportive of it from the very beginning. And it's changed the whole dynamic at the station because we've realized just how many people are in need. And one of the things that I really appreciate about what you and your team are doing is the call in, where you have a roster of people that you phone to find out how they're doing during lockdown that they don't necessarily have to phone you. And those outbound calls are very, very special. In closing, Robin, any big plans for 2021 before we go to the news?
Well, we hope to be able to continue to serve the community. And my final word that I want to tell you is you need a lot of patience when you're counseling. The Hebrew word for patience is sablanut. Comes from the root word sovel, which means to carry. And that's what we at the Helpline do. We carry and support people and help them share their burdens and give them a safe place where they can share their feelings without be feeling judged or in any way feeling less of a person because they are real and have real problems. So I wish all the listeners a happy, healthy, safe new year and know that we're here for you. That is our purpose. We're here to serve you. We're here to help you. We're here to carry you when it's too hard to carry yourself.
Robin Selko, thank you so much for joining us today and a happy new year to you and your family as well as to the team at the Chai FM Helpline. Remember everybody, 0800 24 24 36.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.